愿大家平安。
Peace be with everyone.
我们请来看列王记上的第十章。
Let's first turn to Book of First Kings, Chapter 10.
列王记上的第十章。
First Kings, Chapter 10.
第一节。
First Kings 10, Verse 1.
列王记上十章一节。
First Kings 10, Verse 1.
示巴女王听见所罗门因为神的名所得的名声，就来要用难解的话试问所罗门。
Verse 1, Now when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to test him with hard questions.
在这个礼拜的读经里面，我们读到一个人叫做示巴女王。
So this week in our Bible reading, we studied a person named the Sheba, the queen of Sheba.
Yeah. 那这个示巴到底在哪里？
So where is Sheba?
有人查考有两个结论。
Some people came to two conclusions.
有的说示巴就是现在的埃及或者伊索比亚。
Some say that it is the present-day Egypt or Ethiopia.
那有的说示巴就是现在阿拉伯半岛里面的一个国家叫做也门。也门。
And others conclude that this is the present-day Yemen.
但是在四福音里面。他把示巴形容叫做地极，很远的地方。
But in the four gospel books, it describes Sheba as a place that's far at the corner of the earth.
那为什么圣经会把这个女王的名字记在这里呢？
So why would the Bible record this queen here?
甚至主耶稣也提起示巴女王这个人。
And even Lord Jesus had mentioned this person, Queen of Sheba.
因为从第十章的第一节一直到第十节，就是记载示巴女王所做的事情。
And from verses chapter 10, verse 1 through 10, it records all the its account of Queen of Sheba.
示巴女王来见所罗门。
And she came to meet to see King Solomon.
两个都是王。
They're both royalty.
所罗门是敬拜神的王。
And Solomon was a king who worshipped God.
那示巴女王她没有敬拜圣经里面记载的这一位神。
And the Queen of Sheba did not worship the God that is recorded in the Holy Bible.
但是她来见所罗门有一个重要的目的。
But she came to see Solomon for an important purpose.
我们如果看第六节。
If we read verse 6.
对王说，我在本国里所听见论到你和你的智慧，实在是真的。
She says, then she said to the king, it was a true report which I heard in my own land about your words and your wisdom.
所以这个示巴女王来见所罗门主要是要听智慧的话。
And so she came to see Solomon in order to hear his words of wisdom.
这个让我们想起这个女王相当不一样。
And so this gives us a different feeling about this queen.
因为我们想，如果一个人有了权又有了钱，那下一步他会追求什么？
Because if a person has money and has a power, what else do they need to pursue?
如果我们读到《列王记》里面的亚哈王，
If we read the king of Ahab in the Kings,
他有一个太太叫耶洗别。
He had a wife named Jezebel.
他就是仗着丈夫的权势在搬弄权势。
And she used her husband's authority to take control.
但是示巴女王不一样。
But the Queen of Sheba was different.
在她的人生达到巅峰的时刻。
At the peak or pinnacle of her reign.
她想要了解的就是想要追求的就是智慧。
What she wanted to understand, what she pursued was wisdom.
那这是一个非常不一样的追求。
Now this is a very different kind of pursuit.
我们看世界上有一些国家
See many countries in the world,
文化水准相当的高
They have very high standards in their culture and their way of life
比方说亚洲的日本
For example, Japan in Asia
前不久日本有一个我们大家知道有一个地震海啸
Only Japan had Japan experienced a great tsunami, as we know, last year.
那这个灾祸一发生之后，大家觉得日本这个民族相当不同。
And when this tragedy occurred, many people thought that the Japanese people were very unique.
虽然在灾难当中
，although they encountered tragedy.
他们在排队在买东西或者在地铁 在上车都是很有秩序的。
And amidst the chaos, everyone still lined up to buy, purchase items as well as go onto the subway.
这个代表这个民族有文化素养。
And so this means that these people are cultured.
那如果我们再看深一点，这些文化素养从哪里来
？And if we delve deeper, where does this culture, where does this standard of life, way of life come from？
有一篇报道就是。世界上啊，凡是比较出名的书或者杂志，出版以后两个月之内，日本就有新版日文版。
And so they studied that out of all the famous books that are published, within about two weeks,
two months,
Japan already has their own translation of the book.
所以有一阵子我们有人在看这个日本的地铁，每一个坐着的人不是在休息就是在读书。
And so there were some who observed the passengers on the subway system in Japan, and they were either sleeping, some were either napping or reading a book.
所以这种在追求知识的精神带给他们文化的提升。
So this spirit of pursuing more knowledge elevates their culture.
但是这个是世界上的。
But this, of course, is secular.
好，那这里讲这个示巴女王追求智慧。
Now, in the Bible here, it says that the Queen of Sheba pursued after wisdom.
我们还记得圣经里面几个人物。
If we remember us, there's some characters in the Bible.
当他们达到巅峰的时刻。
When they reach their pinnacle.
他们追求的方向都转移向神。
All of their direction began to veer towards God.
好像《使徒行传》记载一个安提阿伯的太监。
In the Acts of the Apostles, they records a eunuch of Ethiopia.
Yeah, 他是总管银库的。
And he was the treasurer.
这个人也是有钱也有权。
He had money and power.
但是他坐着马车到耶路撒冷去敬拜神。
And he rode in a chariot to Jerusalem in order to worship God.
在回来的路途中在念以赛亚书。
Then on his way back, he was reading the book of Isaiah.
所以我们可以看到这个安提阿伯太监，当他达到人生最高峰的时候，他发现这个不是满足。
And so we realize that this eunuch of Ethiopia, as he reached the pinnacle of his career, he understood that this was not enough.
那他就会引导他去追求神。
And that would lead him to pursue after God.
甚至圣经记载一个少年的财主。
The Bible even records a young rich man.
虽然没有讲他的名字。
Although his name was anonymous.
说他是一个官。
He says that he was an official.
又是一个财主。
And he was also a rich man.
又年轻。
And he was also young.
他有钱，他有权，他有年轻。
Not only did he have money and power, he also had age to his advantage.
但是当这个人达到那个点的时候。
But when this young man reached that point in life,
显然他没有得到满足。
He was still not satisfied.
所以他来找耶稣。
And therefore, it led him to seek after Jesus.
他要追求什么？
But what was he pursuing after?
他要追求永生。
He was seeking after eternal life.
因此我们人生啊，大家都是不断的一直在追求。
So in our lives, we constantly strive to pursue something.
但是我们人生的追求，常常那个目标都是地面上的。
But oftentimes, the goals that we set for ourselves are worldly.
我们都不相信说达到人生最高点的时候是虚空的。
Because we do not believe that reaching the pinnacle of our life in this world is still vanity.
所以每一个人的人生方向大部分都放在这个地面上。
And so for the most of us, we place our pursuits in this world. 如果
是虚空的，我也想去试试看。
Whether or not it's vanity, we don't care. We want to give it a shot.
所以我用最大的努力去追求。
And so we use our entire, all our might and effort to pursue it.
但是如果我们能够缩短这个摸索的时间跟路径，这个就是一种智慧。
But if we can shorten this amount of time that we do for striving after these things, this is a kind of wisdom as well.
好，那这个第一节的下半句说，听见所罗门因为神的名所得的名声。
The latter half of chapter 10, verse 1, it says she heard the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord.
那就要用难解的话来试问所罗门。
So she came to test him with hard questions.
那到底这个因神所得的名声是什么？
So what is this thing that is where it says concerning the name of the Lord?
如果我们从下面一句来看，就很显然，这个就是智慧。
If we continue reading, we find that it's referring to wisdom.
就是神给所罗门有非常的智慧。
which is the exceedingly great wisdom that God had bestowed upon Solomon.
那这个示巴女王啊, 平常她就是在想很多问题没有答案。
Queen of Sheba constantly thought of many difficult questions that had no answers.
你像我们有很多人头脑整天在想，就是哪个地方买便宜东西，哪个地方好玩。
For most of us, perhaps what occupies our mind is where can we buy cheaper items or good deals, or where can we go have fun.
但是示巴女王她所想的是很多人生很重要的问题，她找不到答案。
But the Queen of Sheba was pondering many of life's deepest questions, and that she could not find answers for.
所以她来问主耶稣。
And so she came. So she came to ask King Solomon.
好，那到底所罗门的智慧是什么？
So what exactly is the wisdom of Solomon?
我们看列王记上的第十章。
Let's read 1 Kings chapter 10.
第四章。
Or chapter 4.
29节。
1 Kings 4 verse 29.
神赐给所罗门极大的智慧、聪明和广大的心。 如同海沙不可测量，第三十节。所罗门的智慧超过东方人和埃及人一切的智慧。31节。他的智慧胜过万人，胜过以色列的以探。我们再看32节。他作箴言3000句，诗歌1005首。33节。他讲论草木。 自黎巴嫩香柏树直到墙上的牛七草，又讲论飞禽走兽，昆虫水族，34节。天下列王听见所罗门的智慧，都差人来听他的智慧话。这个地方在讲啊，所罗门的智慧超过东方人跟埃及人。
Here this account says that the wisdom of Solomon excelled the wisdom of all the men of the East and all the wisdom of Egypt.
在当时东方的文明古国就是中国。
The most cultured nation at the time in the East was China.
在西方就是印度。
And in the West,
就是埃及。
And in the West was Egypt.
所以中国人有的人读到老子就觉得，哇，这个是非常伟大的。
And so for Chinese people who have read about Laozi, they felt that these are very great works of literature.
道可道非常道，到底是个什么东西？没有人知道。
And so
所以它非常伟大。
So it talks a lot of philosophical issues that no one could really understand.
但是所罗门的智慧啊，比东方人、埃及人更大。
But the wisdom of Solomon was greater than that of the East and Egypt.
因为他做王的时候，神向他显现说：“你可以求一件事情，我要给你。”
Because when he was king, God granted him one wish that he could have.
他也没有求财富，他也没有求长寿。
Solomon did not wish for, did not ask for wealth or longevity.
啊，就他求智慧。
But rather he asked for wisdom.
神很高兴，就赐给他智慧。
God gladly bestowed wisdom upon him.
也给他没有求的。
And along with that, he blessed him with wealth as well as longevity.
好，那在下面就讲所罗门的智慧。如果我们仔细看他所描写的。
And so, following this, it talks about it describes Solomon's wisdom.
32节，作箴言3000句，诗歌105首，他是最好的文学家。
32, it says he spoke 3,000 proverbs and his songs were 1,005. He was a great literary person.
如果现在存在，不晓得诺贝尔奖他要得几次。
I'm not sure if he existed today. Perhaps he would have won many Nobel prizes.
那接下去33节。
And so in verse 33,
他讲论草木，他是最杰出的一个植物学家。
And he was even a renowned botanist. He spoke of trees and all the cedar trees of Lebanon.
他又讲飞禽走兽、昆虫，他是最智慧的动物学家。
And he also was an expert in animals, as he spoke of many of the animals and birds.
这些都是神给他的智慧。
These are all the wisdom that God blessed him with.
因为他向神求。
Because he asked, inquired of God.
那今天我们要来想,
so today we must ponder.
到底我们人生要追求什么?
What exactly do we need to pursue in our life?
摩西活了120岁,
Moses lived to 120.
他学过埃及一切的学问,
and he was learned throughout in all of the Egyptian knowledge.
他在王宫住过40年,
and he dwelled in a palace of 40 years.
但是摩西到 年纪大的时候，他觉得人生最重要的是什么？
But when he got to an old age, what did he, Moses, think the most important thing in life was?
我们看诗篇的九十篇。
Let's read Psalm 90.
诗篇的九十篇。
Psalm 90.
十二节。
Psalm 90 verse 12.
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子。好叫我们得着智慧的心。
So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
从十二节到十七节，所罗门有七个心愿或者向神的祷告。
There are seven wishes or prayers of Solomon to God from verses 12 to 17.
但是他第一个心愿，向神第一个祷告，就是求神给他有智慧的心。
Or of Moses, and his first was that he asked the Lord to give him a heart of wisdom.
所以可见这个摩西的祷告智慧是第一。
And so we can see in Moses' prayer, he emphasized on wisdom.
那所罗门的智慧其实是我们看他圣经所描写是地上的。
And so this wisdom of Solomon as described in the scriptures are mostly referring to the worldly things.
那主耶稣来了。
So when Jesus came,
他就提到示巴女王。
He mentioned about the Queen of Sheba.
我们现在来看路加福音十一章。
So now let's turn to Luke chapter 11.
路加福音的十一章。
Luke chapter 11.
路加福音十一章。
Luke 11.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
当审判的时候，南方的女王要起来定这个世代的罪，因为她从地极而来。要听所罗门的智慧话。看啊，在这里有一个人比所罗门更大。
Says the queen of the south will rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them, for she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and indeed a greater than Solomon is here.
这里主耶稣说。
Here Jesus said.
说南方的女王要定这个世代的罪。
Here Jesus said that the queen of the south will rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them.
也就是说，她的生活变成一个标准。
Which means that her life would become like a standard.
来定我们的罪。
In order to judge and condemn us.
为什么这样讲？
Why is it spoken like this?
这里说她来地极而来，要听所罗门的智慧话。
It follows by saying she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon.
但是在这里有一个比所罗门更大。
And indeed, a greater than Solomon is here.
这里讲更大。
Here it says greater.
有多重的意义。
Has exceeding in magnitude.
能力更大。
And as well as in different aspects, he is greater in power.
地位更高。
Greater in status.
当然在这里讲的是他的智慧更大。
And of course, here is referring to greater wisdom.
如果是巴女王这么远要听所罗门讲这些地上的智慧。
If the queen of Sheba came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon.
那主耶稣从天上来讲天上的智慧，人不听啊，这是罪。
Then if Lord Jesus descended from heaven and speaks of the wisdom of heaven, and people do not listen, then that would be our sin.
这是人类最大的损失。
And this would be our greatest loss as mankind.
所以这里讲好，说那个示巴女王定这个世代的罪。
And so that is why it says here that the queen of the south will condemn this generation.
那我们现在看到底圣经讲的智慧对我们有什么不同。
And so now let us study what the wisdom as mentioned in the Bible, how is it different than what we know?
如果我们追求智慧跟没有追求智慧是一样。
If we are the same whether or not we pursue this wisdom,
有的人速度很高。
Some people are faster.
有的人书并没有读得很高。
If some people are more educated and others are not.
但是到最后看起来没有什么不同。
But then when you look at them, there's not really much difference between the two people.
但是如果我们学习圣经的智慧跟没有到底差在哪里？
What's the difference between a person who studies the wisdom as recorded in the Bible and the one that is not?
好，我们现在看箴言。
So now let us turn to the book of Proverbs.
箴言的第三章。
Proverbs 3.
十三节。
Proverbs 3 verse 13.
箴言三章十三节。
Proverbs 3 verse 13.
得智慧的得聪明，这个人变为有福。十四节
，14，
因为得智慧胜过得银子，他的利益强如金金。十五节
，15，
比珍珠宝贝，你一切所喜爱的都不足以比较。这里在讲智慧的价值。
So here it's describing the value of wisdom.
为什么值得我们追求
？Why is it worth our pursuit？
我们常常觉得金银这是最重要的。
We often find that gold and silver are the most precious.
一到有了金银，好像人生就把握成功。
It seems like when one attains the gold and silver, they feel like they have found success in life.
但是这个地方讲智慧胜过银子。
But here it says, wisdom, she is more precious than jewels. And the profits are better than the profits of silver. Her gain are better than fine gold and precious than rubies.
如果智慧这么重要，那就值得我们花一切的力量精神去追求。
So if wisdom is indeed this important, then it is worth us to use our energy and time to pursue it.
因为它带给我们的利益是银子、金金、珍珠所没有办法带给我们。
Because the benefits that it gives us exceeds all of that of gold, silver, rubies, and all the other jewels.
那十六节就开始讲智慧带给我们的好处。
And 16 continues by saying the advantages or the benefits of wisdom.
这里说智慧的右手有长寿。
It says length of days is in her right hand.
最长寿的人是谁？
Who is the person who lived the longest?
圣经说九百六十九岁。
The Bible recorded his life as 969 years.
在三十一年，他就活了一千年。
And
再加三十一年他就活了一千年。
With 31 more years, he would have lived for a millennium.
但是智慧带给我们的是长寿。
But wisdom brings us longevity.
多长呢？
How long?
就是永生，永远不死。
So it brings us for eternity.
这个是在天国的。
And this because this is in heaven.
所以这个利益是最大的。
And so this is the greatest benefit.
那接下去呢？智慧的左手有富贵。
And so in her left hand are riches and honor.
但谁不愿意富呢？谁不愿意贵呢
？Who doesn't want to be rich or honorable?
但是这是从智慧来的。
But these come from wisdom.
那富是什么
？What is riches?
就是神的恩典上丰富。
Meaning the riches and abundance of God's blessings.
在信上富足。
And being rich in faith,
在来世上富足
being rich in the next life,
在神性上富足
to be rich in his godly nature.
这个三个不是金银能够买得到的
These three things cannot be purchased by jewels.
恩典富足
full of grace.
看起来一无所有
It seems like they are lacking nothing.
但是样样都有
They have nothing, but yet they have everything.
来世富足
They are rich in the next life.
看起来像拉撒路一样
They may seem like Lazarus right now.
但是在天上发光像太阳。
But in heaven they will shine as bright as the sun.
神性上富足。
They were rich in God's divine nature.
看起来没有外表。
Although they may not seem have a good appearance.
但是他的生活在反映神的神性、神的荣耀。
But their life, the way they live their life, reflects God's nature and His glory.
这个不是金银达得到的。
These are not things that money or jewels can purchase.
这是认识神才能够有。
These are things that can be attained only by the knowledge of God.
所以她的左手是丰富的。
So in her hand, in her left hand, riches and honor.
是尊贵的。
And honor.
什么人最尊贵
？What kind of person is the most honorable?
旧约时代以色列人最尊贵。
In the Old Testament, the Israelites were the most honorable people.
因为以色列这个字叫做神的王子。
Because Israel means the prince of God.
当然这是很尊贵的。
Of course, this is very honorable.
那在新约时代，谁最尊贵
？In the New Testament, who are the most honorable?
接受洗礼，归入主耶稣名下的。
It is those who have received baptism and belong under the name of Lord Jesus
Christ. 因为他是神的儿子。
Because they are the children of God.
神是圣灵证明他是神的儿子。
And God uses the Holy Spirit to prove that. That they are the children of God.
那这是从智慧来的。
These all come from wisdom.
那接下去。十七节
，in verse 17，
他的道是安乐的，他的路是平安的。
Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and her paths are peace.
怎么活人才会喜乐
？How do we live a life that can be joyful？
这个不是钱财能够买到的。
These are some things that money can't buy.
这需要智慧。
We need wisdom.
智慧带领我们走的道路，到最后是安乐。
And so the path that that peace leads us in the end is peaceful, or that wisdom leads us in the end is peaceful.
家庭生活好像天国。
And family life is like very heavenly.
为什么
Why?
因为神的国在里面实现。
Because the kingdom of God is living inside that family.
这个就是智慧。
And this is a kind of wisdom that we need to have.
全家信主, 全家都很喜乐。
When the entire family believes in the Lord, they are joyful together.
那接下去他的路是平安的。
And following this, their paths are peace.
大家都愿意需要有平安。
And all of us long for peace.
平安就是没有害怕。
Peace means we are without fear.
我们面对我们的未来, 我们面对我们的环境, 没有害怕。
And we are not scared or afraid of our future.
啊, 平安就是没有忧虑。
Peace also means that we're without worries.
世界上有苦难。
Although there's a lot of worries and trouble in this world.
但是我们没有忧虑。
But yet we do not worry about them.
我没有害怕。
And we're not fearful.
那这个平安从哪里来?
So where does this peace originate from?
从神的同在来的。
It comes from the abidance of God.
那要怎么让神同在?
So how can we allow God to abide with us?
这需要智慧。
We need wisdom.
这个不是金银钱财买得到的。
It's nothing that money and jewelry can buy us.
所以这个智慧带给人的结果。
So what does wisdom ultimately bring people?
是永生。
It brings us eternal life.
是丰盛。
It brings us riches,
是尊贵,
honor,
是喜乐,
pleasantness or joyfulness,
是平安,
and peace.
智慧值得我们追求,
so peace is worthy of our pursuit.
它的价值超过一切,
its value exceeds all of the other things.
所以主耶稣说, 在这里有一个比所罗门更大,
that is why Jesus says, indeed, there is one greater than Solomon here.
就是他本身,
which is himself.
他要带给我们真正的智慧。
Jesus will bring us the true wisdom.
让我们能够享受智慧所带来在人生丰盛美好的结果。
So that we can enjoy all the benefits and blessings that come from this divine wisdom.
好，那我们怎么从主耶稣来得到这个智慧呢?
So how can we obtain wisdom from Lord Jesus?
我们现在来看。 提摩太后书,
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
啊, 提摩太后书,
2 Timothy.
提摩太后书的第三章,
2 Timothy chapter 3.
15节,
verse 15.
第三章15节,
2 Timothy 3 verse 15.
并且知道你是从小明白圣经, 这个圣经能使你因信耶稣基督有得救的智慧。
And that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus.
智慧的来源在哪里?
Where is the origin of wisdom?
圣经。
The Holy Scripture, the Holy Bible.
圣经就是神的话。
The Holy Bible are the words of God.
圣经就是真理。
And it is the truth.
人类问题最后的答案就是圣经。
The ultimate answer for the questions in life lie in the Holy Bible.
所有的问题答案跟圣经不一样都是错的。
And all the answers that stem that are different from the Bible are incorrect.
找到最后问题的答案跟圣经一样就是对的。
So in the end, if you seek the answer and it's in accordance with the Bible, then that is the correct answer.
所以智慧的来源就是圣经。
So the origin of wisdom comes from through the Bible.
因此保罗在讲提摩太从小明白圣经。
And Paul here commends that Timothy knew the scriptures as a child.
所以他是一个有智慧的人。
And so he deems him as a wise person.
我们看 16-17节。
Let's also continue reading 16 and 17.
圣经是神所默示的，与教训人、督责、教导人、归正、学义，都是有益处的。 17节。
17.
叫属神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事。所以圣经的教导到最后调整我们的。 心思意念调整我们的价值观，调整我们的生活，到最后我们变成完全人。
So the teachings in the scripture ultimately molds us to do to and corrects us and gives us instructions so that we may be complete.
那完全人在神面前就有非常高的价值，在神的国要发光像太阳。
And a person who is complete before God is very valuable, and in God's kingdom he will shine as bright as the sun.
所以如果我们要追求智慧，像示巴女王一样。 就是要在圣经上下功夫。
So if we want to pursue wisdom like the Queen of Sheba, we need to spend some time reading the scriptures.
天天读圣经。
We have to read the scriptures daily.
查考圣经。
To study it.
其实我们现在网络很发达。
And internet is very very advanced.
差不多里面啊, 每一个圣经卷都有录音在上面。
Almost every version of the Bible has some kind of audio format.
当我们把圣经读一遍以后,
So after we have read through the scriptures,
我们对事情的看法会不一样。
Our view on many things in life will be different.
我们的人生观念会不一样。
And our view, our value in life will be different as well.
我们的价值观念会不一样。
As well as our concept of value.
为什么不一样?
Why?
因为我们更有智慧。
Because we have even attained even more wisdom.
看事情看得更准。
We see things from a different perspective that's more accurate.
我们的判断更准。
And our discernment is more accurate.
我们的决定更精确。
And the decisions that we make is more precise and accurate.
所以要追求智慧，要读圣经。
And so in order to pursue wisdom, we need to start from the Bible.
我们再看另外一点。
And let's study another point.
以赛亚书11章。
In Isaiah chapter 11.
以赛亚书的11章。
In Isaiah 11.
第一节,
Isaiah 11, verse 1.
从耶西的本必发一条, 从地的根生的枝子必结果子, 第二节,
verse 2.
神的灵必坐在他身上, 就是使他有智慧跟聪明的灵, 谋略的灵, 能力的灵, 知识跟敬畏神的灵。 这个地方讲啊, 在预言主耶稣,
Here it prophesies about Lord Jesus.
他是从耶西这个
That he came forth from abroad from the stem of Jesse.
那主耶稣的身上有神的灵。
Now on Jesus there is the Spirit of God.
所以他有智慧跟聪明。
And that is why he has wisdom and understanding.
今天这个灵就是降在我们身上。
And today the same Spirit has come upon us.
所以当我们被圣灵充满。
So we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们这个人变成很有智慧的人。
Then we will become a person with greater wisdom.
因为神开我们的心, 能够了解很多属灵的奥秘。
Because God has opened our mind and our hearts so that we can understand more of the mysteries in the spiritual realm.
能够看到神所看到的。
That we can see some of the things that God sees.
这是世人所没有看得到的。
That people in this world cannot see.
那这就变成更有智慧。
And so this will make us wiser people.
所以圣经里面说,
So the Bible and Scripture says,
敬畏神是智慧的开端。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
认识至圣者便是聪明。
And to know the most holy one is knowledge.
智慧的来源就是神。
And the origin of wisdom is from God.
神就是智慧本身。
God is wisdom herself.
所以认识至圣者, 这个就是聪明的开始。
So knowing the Holy One, God, knowing God Himself is the beginning of wisdom.
那敬畏神就是智慧的开始。
And fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
所以我们人生的目标是什么?
So what is our goal in life?
把神摆在前面。
We need to place God first in our life.
追求去认识他。
And to pursue to come to know Him.
试着去敬畏他。
And to try to fear him.
我们就会变成很有智慧的人。
And then we will become a person who is wise and full of understanding.
唱诗。
Now let us sing a hymn.
452首。
Let's sing hymn 452.